Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A new business is coming to Pella, and it will focus on helping make our kids better athletes and more. Let's go in-depth with Brad Rolfs with Game On Performance of Pella. Well, Brad, this must be an exciting time for you.
Yeah, it is exciting. We're starting a new business called Game On Performance here in Pella, and we hope to be doing a lot of athletic development training with kids and adults alike. But, yeah, starting a new business with a brand new fantastic building over on the south end of town, so we're pretty excited.
And so you're right adjacent to Work Systems?
Correct. We're right across the parking lot from Work Systems. You can go by there now and see the building. The outside is pretty much complete. They got the roof on last week. And now for the next 3 months, they'll be working on the interior of the building.
Okay, and so Game On, I presume you're talking about people that are actively participating in sports, say mainly kids or what?
Correct. We're kind of targeting kids kind of ages 4 through 18 to 22 for a lot of our athletic development programs. And they're not just for athletes. Our athletic development workouts are going to be for any kids to come in and get exercise, to develop their speed, develop their agility, and just come in and have fun playing a lot of different sports. We think kids at a young age should play a huge variety of sports throughout the year and to really round out their athletic development. So we're hoping to be able to offer that to the public here at Pella.
Okay, and so how large of an area do you think you're going to be able to draw upon?
We would like, for our members, we would like to draw from probably about 10 to 15 to 20 miles away for our members. And then when we do like a weekend competition, for instance, say a weekend soccer tournament, we hope to draw people from quite a bit further than that. People will travel several hours to come in and do like a softball or a soccer tournament. So we hope to get people a long ways away for those activities.
Okay, so what sports are we talking about?
We're talking about baseball, softball, soccer, football. There's four volleyball courts on the turf. It's basically the building is 17,000 square feet of turf plus a strength training area. So anything you can do on grass, we will be doing in that building.
Okay, and so it sounds like even if you don't have a particular sport, let's just say wrestling, it would be a good place to cross-train and do other kinds of things.
Sure, you bet. And we're actually looking at possibly down the road getting some wrestling mats and holding some wrestling things in there too. But yeah, it's going to be for just athletes in general, any athletes, any even a basketball player can come in, and our members will get daily athletic development sessions where they can come in and work on speed and agility and strength and coordination and balance and all the things that athletes need. We basically want to help athletes get better no matter what sport they're into.
Okay, so let's just say I have a kid that's a seventh grade baseball or softball player. Imagine a program for me, for my kid.
Sure, you bet. For a junior high kid, they're basically just getting into that age where they're becoming an adult. They're starting to mature a little bit. So if they've been doing our program, they already know how to do most of the lifts that we want to do as far as strength training. They'll have been doing the speed and agility drills for a long time, so they'll know those pretty well. And then as soon as they get into that post-puberty phase, they can start getting some weight on them and start moving some weight pretty good to get stronger, develop some more speed and some more coordination.
Okay, so you're talking about general fitness, or you're going to let them swing a bat at a ball?
Absolutely. Our members will get general fitness stuff, which is our athletic development programs, and then we will also offer a lot of sport-specific training. So we'll have a group that works out probably for an hour a couple times a week with baseball, and they can come in and get their baseball training. They can come in with teams. They can come in and do competitions. So we will offer them non-sport-specific training as far as developing as an athlete, but then we'll also offer a variety of programs in their sport so they can get their sport-specific training also.
More in-depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Brad Rolfs with Game On Performance of Pella. So some of this might be individual training, but some of it might be working in groups too.
Sure. A lot of our business is based around group training. We're not going to be charging anybody $30-$40 an hour to come in and train. It's going to be a fairly reasonable price where you're it's actually a very reasonable price where you're training with a group of 8 to 20 other kids that are in your area of development, so we can keep it affordable and get a lot of people doing it.
Okay, so ideally you'd have 10 or 20 kids working on a specific program, say 3 nights a week. Is that what we're talking about?
Yep.
Something like that?
Yeah, we're still developing our schedule, but for athletic development and non-sport specific training, kids will get that somewhere between 3 and 5 days a week, where they can choose the days they come in, or they can come in all 5 days and get 45 minutes or an hour of training every day.
Now, in the off season, at least when I was a kid, in that off season, right after school, when there wasn't anything to do, that would have been nice for us to have programs back then. Are you thinking of any after school stuff?
Sure, you bet. All of our athletic development programs are going to happen either before school from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock, or after school from 4 o'clock to 5:30. So those will be the times we do our athletic development. We'll have different options for kids to be able to come in.
Are you going to integrate with the existing programs in the schools in any ways, you think?
We're not trying to take over any programs in town, like, say, for instance, Little League or U-SSA or a volleyball program. We want to complement everything that's going on in town. So we want to be there for the public to offer that training when they want it. So sometimes it can be in the off season. Sometimes it can be strength training in season, if that's what they want to come in and do. But we want to complement all the programs that are already out there in the junior highs, in the high schools, in the grade schools, and offer, you know, athletic development training for those kids year round, plus options for them for more training in their sport.
Okay, so if a coach says, yeah, you need to work on your lower body strength, they could come to you and you'd develop a program to help them with that?
Sure, absolutely. That lower body strength would be incorporated right into our athletic development program, because strength is a key issue for athletes, all athletes.
Okay, and so what are the basic elements are strength, general overall endurance, speed, what else?
It depends on the age group. Kids at a very young age need a completely different thing than, say, an 18-year-old would need. So at a very young age, we're going to be working on balance, coordination, playing a lot of different sports, general movements like swinging, throwing, pushing, pulling. A lot of those things, it's very age-specific. So kids need a certain thing at a young age, and then when they get maybe to a different age, they need a little bit different thing. So we're going to offer those very specific things that kids need at each of their ages.
Okay, so do you think that eventually the kids with some athletic gifts that might be thinking about, you know, an athletic scholarship or something, you think you can help maybe put them over the top into that?
Absolutely. That's one of the main things that our business wants to do. We want to help all kids wherever they are in their athletic development and wherever they are in their life, but we also want to help those top athletes that really want to go on and play at the next level. We want to help them do what they need to do to get there.
So you think that any area kids that participate in athletics will be better if they come and work with your team, I suspect?
Yep, that's the goal. Yep, that's absolutely.
Goal. And this kind of program, it's starting to happen across the country, isn't it, where you invest more in your kids, the kids invest more, and they get the more year-round focused training?
Sure, yep. It is kind of a thing that's getting big right now, and a lot of the controversy now is the year-round training on one sport, and we really want to push kids to play a lot of different sports, and we're not going to push kids in the direction of doing one sport year-round. That's not good for them at all. We want to be there for them when they want some additional training in the off-season, but we want to push a big variety of sports and help kids in their development, because it's not good for their development to play one sport year-round when they're at a young age.
Why is that?
They can develop overuse injuries, they can get burned out, they can get tired of their sport. It's just kids need a variety when they're young. There's a time to get sport specific and really train on one sport, but it's when you get older, it's you know, when you get into the 17, 18, 19 year old range that you want to maybe look at one sport you want to do in college or something like that. But a young age, ages 4 through 14, they need to do a big variety of things. It's just good for their bodies and it's good for their minds to do a variety of activities.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Brad Rolfs with Game On Performance of Pella. Well, I would guess that doing the same thing over and over and over, you might get good at it, but
you're structuring your body, your muscles, your skeleton in just one particular way, right?
Absolutely, and especially sports like baseball and volleyball and softball, where you're doing a lot of overhead stuff, a lot of throwing. Throwers need some time off. They need time to rest their arm. And people who are swinging a bat a lot need to swing from the opposite direction to develop the muscles just for practice, so you don't develop in a bad way with your body. So, yeah, kids need a big variety of things, and that's something we're going to encourage at Game On.
Well, and it's not just the body. It's the mind, too. How are you going to help the kids with the mind, the issues regarding performance, and, I mean, all those complex issues?
Sure, that's a huge area we hope to help out with kids, and not only kids but parents, too. We hope to help kids with mental toughness training, sports psychology-type things where they can learn to use their mind as an advantage. We have a lot of really smart kids here in Pella, and they can really use that to their advantage. And we hope to be able to help parents and coaches, too, know how to be good sports parents, know how to be good coaches. We hope to develop a lot of that and help things in the area with just sports in general.
Well, that's pretty important, isn't it?
It is very important. We know that most of these kids aren't going to go pro in anything, and we know they're going to have jobs someday, and we want to help develop the overall athlete as a person, not just as an athlete. So that's a big goal of ours, too.
Yeah, you see a lot of people sort of misbehaving in the, not so much here, but, I mean, nationally. You see there's issues with athletes and how they interrelate and coaches and stuff like that. And not everybody's a good sport, I guess I should say that.
That's exactly right. We hope to really push good sportsmanship with kids and know how to be a good competitor, know how to win correctly, know how to lose with dignity, know how to, you know, congratulate your teammates and the opposing players, and just be a good sport and keep everything in perspective. That's a goal of ours, too.
And what about the kid that isn't so good at athletics but, you know, would like to try but knows the need to work out but school athletics aren't working out for them? Is there a role for those kids?
Absolutely. There's going to be a big place for those kids in our athletic development programs. It's going to be we're going to have a wide variety of kids in those programs. So from the top kid all the way down to the kid who struggles athletically, we're going to be able to help out all those kids. And we're performances in our name, but we want to help every kid learn how to be a good athlete. And one of our main goals is to teach kids how to learn to love exercise, learn how to love working out, find stuff they love doing. And hopefully we're going to develop athletes at a young age who grow up being healthy and fit their entire lives and know how to lift weights and run and be strong and fit. That's a goal of ours, too, at Game On Performance.
And I'm sure you're out talking with the people of Pella and surrounding areas about what they see their kids need as you develop programs. Is that happening? You want feedback from people?
Absolutely, yes. We love feedback from people, and we love to hear what type of things they want to see. We've been talking to a lot of coaches in the area. We visited dozens and dozens of sports facilities to get their business plans and see what they're doing and see what they're succeeding at. So we've really done a lot of research into this area. I think we have a pretty good game plan to go forward.
And so, but still in development?
Yes, we're still in development. We're about 3 months away from opening. So we're scheduling a lot of programs right now, but we're still developing things, and a few things are still up in the air yet.
Well, and I bet you'll continue to tinker over the years and figure out what works.
Absolutely. It's a brand new business, and we'll find some things that really, really work well, and we'll find some things that don't. I think that's the way it is with any new business, but we'll learn a lot here in the next year or two.
So are people signing up now? You want them to sign up, call you, ask you? I mean, you say you're a few months out yet, but is the time to be contacting you now, or you want for people to wait till you're open?
We are actually in the process now of handing out one-week free membership cards to anyone. We printed out about 4,000 of them. You can get them at Sports Page, Sporting Goods. All the Little League kids in town will get one. All the soccer club kids will get one. And we'll have a whole week of grand opening, our first week of being open, so we'll open up the facility so people can come in and see it all set up for baseball. They can see it all set up for soccer, athletic development. So we'll have a week of grand opening, and then everyone will get a free one-week membership where they can come and try out all of our programs completely for free for a week and see how they like it.
And so when are you planning on opening again?
It still depends on construction. The General Kurt Hoyer said that we're about 3 months out right now, so we're looking at probably about July 1 is the projected opening date, but that could change yet still, depending on construction.
And why am I thinking that this is probably going to be a state-of-the-art facility?
it's going to be a pretty nice facility. Yeah, it is. It's going to have a 4-foot padded wall all the way around the soccer field, and then net completely enclosing the whole field, so you can play baseball, softball, and everything will be contained inside the turf. It's going to be a pretty nice setup.
Thanks to Brad Rolfs for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.